on Alive 90.5. Here's the latest news, brought to you by PACE, transforming places since 1978.
National Radio News.
Hello, I'm Peter Freestone. The government will inject a further $130 billion into the Australian economy, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison announcing the third economic stimulus package today. From Canberra, Amanda Kopp reports.
The Australian government will subsidise employee wages to the tune of $1,500 per fortnight under a massive new government stimulus package announced today. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says this equates to 70% of Australia's median wage and will apply to all workers regardless of their original income. The wage subsidy will kick in when businesses and not-for-profit organisations lose 30% of business as a result of the coronavirus. The government hopes this will provide incentives for employers to keep people in jobs and keep the economy ticking over. Amanda Kopp, National Radio News, Canberra.
Small Business and Family Enterprise Ombudsman Kate Carnell says the package will enable businesses of all sizes to keep workers on their books despite ceasing operations during the coronavirus pandemic.
This really allows small businesses to go into hibernation for those ones that have been forced to close, but to keep operating their businesses, looking at planning for the future.
Overseas, and a medical evacuation plane has exploded during takeoff in the Philippines' capital, Manila, killing all 8 passengers and crew on board, including an American and a Canadian. The Filipino-flagged Lion Air plane was bound for Tokyo on a medical mission when it caught fire near the end of the main runway. US President Donald Trump has extended social distancing guidelines after his top expert warned 200,000 people could die and states have announced penalties for breaking the new two-person rule. And hundreds of Australians stuck in India are pleading with the federal government to organise emergency flights home amid concern about police brutality and a sudden escalation in community tension after the country went into a 3-week lockdown. Australians are being urged to camp at home this Easter, with self-isolation measures cancelling thousands of holiday plans. Brady Evans has the story.
Camp at Home Heroes is an initiative to provide the joy and freedom of camping in your own backyard. According to the Caravan Industry Association of Australia, more than 300,000 Australians usually camp over the Easter weekend. Participants will be able to connect with one another via social media, sharing their own activities and stories. Keelan Howard from the Caravan Industry Association of Australia says remaining positive is more important than ever in these challenging times.
To sport, and Rugby Australia boss Raylene Castle says it won't be a case of take it or leave it tomorrow when she meets the Players Association to discuss what it will take to survive the next 3 months. Today, Castle said she would take a 50% pay cut and her executive would follow with a 30% wage reduction as the code announced a provisional $9.4 million loss for 2019. And the AFL has secured a line of credit with banks, which will allow the league to continue operating through the coronavirus pandemic. The deal announced today comes a week after the AFL and all of its clubs had been forced to stand down about 80% of staff in the face of the biggest financial crisis to hit the sport. To finance, and the All Ordinaries is up at 5,194.0, and the Australian dollar is stronger, buying 61.65 US cents.
You're up to date with National Radio News.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Biltong and Borevores of Rouse Hill, station sponsor.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's currently 24 degrees up here outside our studios at Borkham Hills. Looking ahead for the rest of the week, tomorrow mostly sunny, 15 to 25, possible shower on Wednesday, 18 to 25, 17 to 25 with showers on Thursday, showers on Friday, 17 to 25 degrees, Saturday, mostly sunny, 18 to 28 degrees, and Sunday, bit cooler, 12 degrees up to 22 degrees.
And now, on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Well, as there's not much traffic at all, there's no incidents to report on the Live Traffic New South Wales website. But if there's something you see that we should know about, please give us a call, 96863888, 96863888. Thanks to Kara McGay, good to see her back presenting Drive this afternoon, and she'll be back next Monday between 4 and 6, and also Friday night with Jukebox Drive between 9 and midnight.
This is the first hour.
Ask me when I'm back on Earth.
Okay, I will.
Radio show is exempt from the federal government Senate tax. Spend 3 hours with John Robb, Lord Pig, as they take the TARDIS back, way back. So avoid the silly tax and listen to the rock and roll smorgasbord. 3 hours of music, tax avoidance, and stupidity. Right here on Alive 90.5.
We'll be right back. such insanity. Is the path that led me to that place, yellow desert screen. My Shangri-La beneath the summer moon, I will return again. And the dust that blows high in June, when the moving through
when used to hear that every 5 minutes on the radio. Now you never hear it at all. That's Led Zeppelin from the album Physical Graffiti, 1976, and of course Kashmir. Good afternoon, stroke good evening. Glad you could join us. Hope you can stay with us right through until 9 p.m. this evening. This is the Rock and Roll Smorgasbord on Alive 90.5, your community station. I'm John Robb, and he who sits opposite me, a very safe distance away, is Lord Pig. Good afternoon, Lord.
Good afternoon / good evening, John.
How are you?
I think we're probably 2 metres at a guess.
Yeah, maybe a touch more.
Maybe a bit more. Mm.
That's a good thing.
It is.
We don't want to spread anything, do we?
No, thank you. Kashmir. Is that one of the best songs ever knocked over?
Yeah, well, there's quite a few, but that's one of them.
Well, it'd have to be in the top thou.
Top thou?
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. Is it in the top 100, do you reckon?
Well, I reckon so.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. After all, after the 99 Beatles tracks.
Oh! So Deep Purple don't get a... Chisel don't get a say. That's a bit harsh.
Look, it all depends who's writing the list.
Yeah, true. Like, look, isn't that a fact? You know what? It depends on what day of the week it is too, John.
Exactly. And today's day is Monday.
All day long until midnight.
Correct. Now, the supervisor's safely out in the office. How are you, supervisor?
Good, thank you.
You can still see us through the window there, can't you?
Yes, at least I'm not in the car park.
No. We change things around, so you can still keep an eye on us. Have you had a good week, Supervisor?
Yes, it's better than me. Actually, I was in the kitchen last week washing up.
That's right.
So yeah. Who's making the coffee tonight?
Well, I was hoping Lord had done
that. Yeah, I'll lock that over for you if you like.
Oh, thank you very much. On tonight's program, all the regular segments, the first one being... Now, before I get to that, I'm going to sprinkle the show with some COVID-19 tracks tonight.
Oh, what a good idea.
All right, seeing we're in this particular trying time, we'll have some COVID-19 tracks. But
what's the first one? Stay Your Distance by Donald Trump.
Oh, I've got a good one.
Okay.
Stay Your Distance by Donald Trump. That's a bit silly. He can't even sing. If I cough, it's because I've just taken a mouthful of Glen 20.
Yeah, it's a bit harsh on the throat, isn't it?
It's a bit out there, isn't it? Kills 99.9% of all germs and viruses.
Yeah, I'm sure. Look, if you're wondering what John's talking about, we've been spraying the microphones with Glen 20, but yeah, it is a touch harsh on the throat.
Because you don't know what comes out of Karamagay's mouth, do you?
Oh, nonsense, as far as I know.
Well, yours will need an extra spray after tonight. First regular segment in this first hour is Under the Covers.
Under the Covers.
Now, we love it when our audience participates with us, and the Woodville Road Terrier...
Yeah, g'day, Terrier.
...sent three that he likes, like Spider Bait doing Black Betty.
Oh, yes.
And your one doing... Sounds of Silence.
Oh, Disturbed, yes.
But he also suggested Manfred Mann's Earth Band, Blinded by the Light.
Sure, boy, oh boy. Now, there's three good tracks.
So we're going with Manfred Mann.
Okay.
Written by Bruce Springsteen, and his version is absolutely not very good as far as I'm concerned. But
okay.
But Manfred Mann really cleaned it up. Big hit for them in 1976.
Yeah. And it was gigantic. Yeah.
And we'll play the long version. So
yes, okay.
That's coming up. We'll have Lord Pig's Pig Thought.
Oh, yeah, very short one tonight, John.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
That's good. And second hour, the dodgy song. What do we have there? Lordles, is it?
Mr. William Shatner, as I... said last week.
Must we?
I cannot believe it. It's a Deep Purple track.
Oh, I can believe it.
This is good.
And it's got the two fair dinkum musos.
Yeah.
Not being rude to Mr. Shatner, but...
Oh, that's right. He's got all the good musos.
He's got great musos on the album.
Yeah, yeah.
Really good. He's got, on this particular Deep Purple track... He's got Ian Paice,
yes.
Who was the drummer from Deep Purple,
yes,
and Johnny Winter,
who is
Edgar Winter's brother.
So what's the track? Which Deep Purple track?
It's sort of about going into outer space.
Oh, trucking.
Space trucking.
Oh, okay. Well, this will be very interesting.
All the tracks on the album are about going into space. This album is called Seeking Major Tom.
Okay, so does he do a version of David Bowie? Ground control to me,
yes.
Tom.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that'd be terrible, wouldn't it?
I actually think we've probably got Dodgy Song covered for the next couple
month.
Of months. Yeah.
Beautiful. That's good. What else do we have? We have Weekly World News.
We sure do, John.
Lord Pig's movie review.
This week's movie is on our Facebook page, Rock and Roll Smorgasbord. It's about a monster that gets loose after some nuclear testing.
Oh, okay.
I was very confused by this movie. The GIMP is not in this movie.
Okay.
Very confused.
In concert too, I have the Angels tonight. What do you have for in concert tonight?
Oh, the Angels, really? Yeah,
from Live Line.
Oh, man, that's a... Live Line is a mighty, mighty good album, John.
Yes. So what do you have?
I've got some Hunters and Collectors from 2011 and some Matt Finish from 1981.
Beautiful. That's a good
And you know
fixture.
What? It still sounds really fresh. But, I mean, 81's a while back.
Glen 20?
Glen 20.
Yeah, it is a while back, but
yeah.
They had pretty good recording techniques back then. So.
Oh, yes. Well, this is the song is Short Note, which was one of their...
Oh, big hits. Yes.
Gigantic hits. Very, very, very good track.
And a 78 this week from 1948, it is.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So,
and whom is it?
It's Xavier somebody or other. It's longest band name I've ever heard.
Okay, cool.
Where is it on there? I've just got my 78 here somewhere.
Hang on, mate. While you're looking for it, I'll see if I can look him up on the intraweb.
Doesn't matter.
He must be there somewhere. Xavier someone or other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know the song's called Good, Good, Good. So,
well, I hope it is.
It is good.
Mind you, the 78 is usually... Is this straight off the gramophone, this one?
Yeah.
The 78s usually are pretty good, John, to be honest. In my opinion.
I also got some Nancy Sinatra, some Loaded Dice, and a request for Ming Chang, a John English track, and, as I said, a few COVID-19 tracks.
All right. Oh, hang on. That Xavier, that good, good, good. It's not Xavier Cugat and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra.
That's it. Didn't I tell you the longest band name ever?
Yeah. That's a ripper, isn't it?
It is. So, let's get underway, shall we? At 24 minutes after 6 o'clock, we're going to start, as I said, with a COVID-19 track.
Yeah.
Just because it's that, you know. It's very serious.
It's not by Mr. Trump, is it?
No. But, you know, this one, Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Oh, by the Wallopers.
Yes, that's it. The Police from 1980. Give us a call if you like, 9686388, or drop us a line on our Rock and Roll Smorgasbord Facebook
John, did
page.
The Police do any bad tracks?
Not really, no.
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy. She wants him so badly, knows what she wants to be. Inside her, there's longing, this girl's an open page. Bookmarking, she's so close now, this girl is half his age.
Jump. the sound of Alive 90.5.
Place with me, and time has proven that I'm right. There's no place I'd rather be than it's your place for the night. No time can pass your sight unseen. No moment steals away unfound. A lifetime lived in such a dream floats like a feather to the ground. The things I'd never notice without you. And for the first time I'm discovering the things I used to treasure about you. Birds like leaves on winter wood sing hopeful songs on dismal days. They've learned to live life as they should. They are at peace with nature's ways. You are as natural as the night. And all that springs from you is good. And the children born beneath your light are like the birds on winter wood. And for the first time the things I'd never notice without you. And for the first time I'm discovering the things I used to treasure about you.
What a beautiful tune. Don McLean and Winterwood.
It is an absolute pearler.
I thought you were going to say a barn burner. No, but barn burner's more something rocky, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, something more chisel or purple, yeah.
Oh, chisel or purple. Or chisel or purple. Load of Dice before that. They were a Sydney band, mid to early 80s, and Mademoiselle was a single they released in 1979, Loaded Dice. They were called Loaded Dice because every time they used to jump around on stage a lot, like when they'd hit an accent, they'd all jump like a loaded dice.
I see. Very clever.
Quite a clever stage act, really. Yeah. TMG, one of our live tracks, slipped into the mix there.
It was from
the concert of the decade, that was. Just sort of.
Which decade? the decade with all the witches.
That's for the one,
Now I know.
And kicking off that bracket, The Police, our first COVID-19 track for this evening, Don't Stand So Close to Me. It's 22 minutes to 7 o'clock.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-888-2-9837 insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Station sponsor Lynn's Fine Needlework is a one-stop shop for all your patchwork, quilting, needlecraft supplies and tuition. On linsfinenedlework.com.au, you'll see over 3,000 patchwork fabrics, hundreds of pattern kits, threads and lots of interesting projects for your selection. Their classes cater for beginners to advanced students who work at their own pace and receive individual attention. Enrol now by phoning 9686 2325. Lynn's Fine Needlework at Suite 2, 97 Hills Road, Baulkham Hills. Sponsor, Keith Till's I Get Around Show every Thursday at noon.
Hey, Lordles, you know, it's a pretty trying time. I got the Telegraph yesterday, and don't get me wrong, I like the Telegraph. They have some good articles. But page 3, after an ad about, you know, how you can get the Telegraph online for free for the next month or something.
Oh, yeah.
There's a story about Michelle Bridges, you know, the one that was on on Biggest Loser or something.
She
lost all that, and she got done for drink driving about 2 months ago.
Yeah, good looking woman, about 35, 40, something like that.
Here she is again, page 5, big story about how she's sorry and everything, but just promoting a story in the Stella magazine that comes with the Telegraph. But why don't they do a story about John Smith with 4 kids who got done for DUI and can't do his job? I don't understand. We went for all this a month ago and she's still sorry for what she did, and I made a big mistake.
Well, that's good that she's sorry and she realises, pardon me, that she made a mistake.
But I don't know all
But yeah, there are other people on the planet.
I don't know all the fuss. Like, she can still have a job, I think, but a Biggest Loser star. So she was on a show and she lost some weight. Big deal. Now she's a star.
Was she one of the ones that lost weight, or was she... I thought she was one of the...
Oh, I don't know. I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it either, but I thought she was one of the...
Hosts.
Sort of host things, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, because she's a fitness fanatic. Okay, well, that makes sense, but she's still going to be a
fitness fanatic. Yeah, she's a TV star.
But
yeah.
I don't know all the hullabaloo. I could do someone, as I said, John Smith at Penrith, who also got done for DUI and he's very sorry.
Yeah.
Do a story on him in Stella magazine.
Maybe they could do a story about drink driving and use her as an example. Maybe. That would be a different spin on it.
Yes.
Because drink driving, it catches a lot of people. You know, people are silly. They make a boo-boo.
Well, I know one of my mates who...
One of my mates too.
Next morning, it wasn't even his fault. Someone ran up the back of him, get the police come, breathalyzer, and he had a few... Been up watching the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
And he was just over, but he got done and it wasn't even his fault.
Yeah. But he shouldn't have been on the road.
No, but he thought he was okay. And happened with her.
My mate, very similar story.
Mm.
Yeah.
Under the covers coming up, but first, before then, another COVID-19 track for us tonight.
Okay.
We have to shut down, turn off.
Oh, yeah. The Social Isolation. This was from their album Social Isolation.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a Little River Band. It's actually from Sleeper Catcher.
Turn off all life support systems. I'm finished for the day. I'm on the midnight fire and I've really got to get away. Shut down all your main engines. I'm going on reserve. Of my dreams, but he insists on vanishing just as soon as he thinks he's been seen. I wanna recharge my batteries, leave me alone for a while. Set off again in the morning on a wing and a prayer and a smile. Shut down, turn off until the morning.
Floppy Floop.
Floppy Floop.
Undercover.
It's that time under the covers, and as I...
It sure is, mate.
...said at the top of the program, one of our listeners to Woodville Road, Terrier, made a few suggestions. We've gone with one of his suggestions tonight. Manfred Mann wrote a song called Blinded by the Light.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I had never had heard that version till after I heard Manfred Mann's version and saw who wrote it. Then I went looking for Bruce Springsteen's version.
Yeah, what you meant to say was Bruce Springsteen wrote it.
What did I say?
You said Manfred Mann wrote it.
Sorry, Bruce Springsteen wrote it. And
but the version we all love is the Manfred Mann version.
Yeah, and that's the first version I heard.
That's the only one. I don't know if I've heard the Bruce Springsteen one.
Oh, it's there on an album, but it's... well, it's not as good as this, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, that's... And at the end of the day, John, our opinion is the only opinion that matters.
That's
Supervisor,
correct.
Have I got that 100% correct?
Incorrect.
Oh, thanks.
Your two votes do not count.
See, you're incorrect.
Oh, instead of outcorrect.
Correct.
What if I was, like, if I'd gone underneath a bridge, I'd be undercorrect.
That's right.
Oh, now I get it.
Well, it could be in
You're still
current,
wrong. You're still wrong.
Thanks.
Hear that? You're still wrong.
Still wrong.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night.
Thank you.
douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night,
in the dark with the mumps as the adolescent pumps his pants.
Wrapped up like a douche,
with a boner on my shoulder, feeling kinda older. I trip the merry-go-round with his fiery and pleasing, sneezing and wheezing, the Calliope crash to the ground. Now Scott with a slingshot finally found a tender spot for his lover in the sand. And some nutshot forget-me-nots and panties within earshot, take the buckshot, turn up the band. Some silly cold sister with the manager, mister, told me I got what it takes. She said, I'll turn you up, sonny, just something's wrong.
She got down, but she never got touched. She's gonna make it through.
Hi, this is Jimmy Barnes for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. When I'm on tour, I love seeing fans having a great time at the gig. And because I sometimes play pubs and clubs, that great time usually involves a lot of drinks. What I hate to see is one of my fans try to drive home after they've been drinking. So before you go to a gig, plan ahead. Share a taxi or arrange a designated driver who won't drink. You'll make the road a lot safer for all of us.
I don't ever wanna feel
This is the second hour.